This morning, the crowning of King Charles is reviving the debate about the future of the British Commonwealth.
One of the things that King Charles will need to do to make the Commonwealth hold together is going to be to show them why there are benefits to this kind of union.
Home to approximately 2.5 billion people, the Commonwealth includes 56 independent countries, most of which are former colonies of the British Empire. King Charles is recognized as head of state in 14 of those countries. Membership actually grew under Queen Elizabeth, with the modern monarchy promoting equality, reducing poverty, and funding education. But the royal family's complicated legacy has prompted some countries to break ties. Last year, Barbados became a republic, removing the queen as head of state. But the country is still a member of the Commonwealth.
And we are going to bend and bow and kneel to them as if they are gods. Those days are done.
In March, Prince William and Kate were met with protests during their Caribbean tour, especially in Jamaica, where there are calls for slavery reparations.
When William and Kate went, they're walking into a completely different situation. They were not welcomed with anything like the deference that royals had in ages past.
And while Canada has proclaimed Charles as its king, he was criticized back in May for acknowledging but not apologizing for the historical treatment of Canada's Indigenous peoples.
We must find new ways to come to terms with the darker and more difficult aspects of the past. Acknowledging, reconciling, and striving to do better.
Back in the Caribbean, Antigua and Barbuda expects to vote soon on whether to become a republic.